Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. As we continue our services, we will hear from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 to 30, the words of God. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, dear hearers of the word, on Wednesday evening, I opened our radio and we heard the summer service radio. There was a program there and also old sermon. It was a sermon by Arvi Hintsala. And when that sermon sounded in the midst of our everyday life at home, we felt warm and we found comfort. When we were able to hear greetings from summer services, and that we could hear the gospel of the kingdom of God, which has been preached before, and that it has been preserved the same through the years and through hundreds of years, so that our spirit felt that it was preached in the same spirit. Being preserved in faith is a great miracle of God, which we can marvel at in ourselves and in each other. Even now, I can see here, sitting on these services, I see travel friends whom I have not seen for a long time, and I rejoice that the Heavenly Father has been able to preserve you in faith. It is a great joy to see you and meet you. And to see these happy faces here at this service site and in this service tent, you can see that you have awaited for these services and you have come here to hear the gospel, the comforting words of the gospel. In this portion of the Bible, Simon saw with eyes of faith his Savior, the Lord Jesus. And so it is today that with eyes of faith we can look upon our Redeemer. And with eyes of faith we can also see that work of the Holy Spirit, which continues, still continues after the time of the Lord Jesus in his congregation. This is what this believing is. And have you stopped to think for yourself personally? How your own personal faith is at this time. Have you, perhaps you have lost your gift of faith. Perhaps in the midst of, you are in the midst of doubts. Perhaps you are a weary traveler. We can now look upon these matters of faith through Simeon. And examine what this faith is. And we hope that this matter of faith could open up to us. Our eyes could be open to see, or your eyes could be open to see the kingdom of God. And you, brother and sister, would that your faith would be increased and you could be refreshed. We could think that in the time of Simeon, it was easier to believe when you could actually see the baby Jesus. And it is said of Simeon in this way in the Bible, that he was a just and devout man, and he waited for the consolation of Israel. And it also says that the Holy Ghost was upon him. And in the new, in another translation, the new translation, it says that he was full of the Holy Spirit. I think, anyway, that faith was not any more miraculous or different or any different than believing today. Even then, they were believing through grace. And they were believing on the promises of God. And then, even then, there were sinners, people who felt their own sins, children of God who were tempted and who had doubts. And even then, there was a small group of the children of God, and there were those who did not believe. And in this way, this journey of Simeon was such that he believed in these promises that that had been given through the prophets. For example, the prophet Isaiah had prophesied of the Lord Jesus, of this servant, and even Moses had been given the promise of a savior. He was told that of your brother, I will make your brother a prophet, to listen to him. And it is said of this group of believers that they waited for the for Israel to be led. Even today, we wait for this comforting word, this comfort that we have received through the salvation work of Jesus. And the prophet also writes, comfort ye, my people, saith thy Lord. Speak sweetly to Jerusalem, and proclaim unto it that its time of tribulation is ended, and it has received twofold from the hand of God. And the believers of that time were said that they were the quiet people of the earth. And it is in the Psalms, it is written about them that they who were against the children of God, they were against those who were quiet in this world. There were also those who did not believe. There were those who God had not been able to open their eyes of faith to see Him and His kingdom on this earth. And Jesus speaks of such when He said He has come to judge this earth so that those who see would not see, and those who are blind would receive their sight. And to the Pharisees He said, if you were blind, you would not have sinned, but you say that you see. For that reason you remain in your sins. Like Saul had scales before his eyes until that time that the scales were taken away from before his eyes. These children of God also experienced tribulation, even as we experience trial and tribulation in the kingdom. The words of the hymn say, "The holy of the Lord received peace, who once were battling upon this earth. They there will no longer cry as they cried on this earth. Here on this earth their burdens weighed them down, but no longer will they weigh in heaven." The Apostle Paul says that the good which I would do, I do not do, and that evil which I would not do, that I do. Who would free me of this tribulation? And he prayed unto God that God would take away that pricks his flesh. But God answered him and said that my grace is enough for you, and my strength is strong in the weak. And so it is even today that faith has been preserved in the weak children of God and in those children of God who feel themselves to be weak, even here at this service site during the day. I thought when I looked at someone in a wheelchair, I looked at these service guests who were being pushed in wheelchairs, who were physically weak. They had wanted to come to hear the gospel of God. And in this way, brothers and sisters, we feel a great weakness on our own portion. And we feel that the gospel of God is our strength, and is such a strength that even at this moment you, brother and sister, can feel it, that all your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. The Lord Jesus wrote to the angel of the congregation of Philadelphia and reminded him that you are weak. And this was mentioned because he had preserved his faith even though he was weak. And perhaps just because of this, he had retained his faith. A warning example was Peter, who grew in himself, grew strong. But anyway, he denied the Lord Jesus. And we understand today that God is strong in the weak, even today. And in this way, God has comforted the weak ones. Already in the Old Testament, he comforted Job, who had to suffer much. But in the end, when God opened matters unto him, he could rejoice in his soul. And he said, "The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." After God had spoken to him and asked him, "Were you present when the foundation of the worlds were set? Did you say that to the waves in the ocean that this is your boundary? Did you tell the sun to rise and set?" Job then understood his position before God, and he was thankful that he could, as he was weak, he could still believe and own God's grace personally. And he also praised God how at the end the Lord God would stand upon the earth. In heaven, you are there, my Lord. And the apostle rejoices that when he wrote to the children of God in Philippi, that fulfill my joy that you would have one mind and one love, and that you would agree in all things. This is the type of services there were then there once in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, when the baby Jesus came there, and when this believing man, Simon, held the Lord Jesus and thanked God that he was able to see his salvation, that he saw the Lord Jesus. And after that, the work of the Lord Jesus still continues. Eyes can be seen to see this grace of God. And also, when Saul was brought to Damascus, and Ananias put his hands upon him and said, "My brother Saul, that Lord who you saw in a vision has sent me to preach unto you the gospel, so that you could believe, your sins forgiven, and that you should be filled with the Holy Spirit." And in the Acts of the Apostles, Luke says, the scales dropped from his eyes, and he ate and was strengthened, and soon he preached in the synagogue that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. This is what this kind of change happened in Apostle Paul. Now he could see the Lord Jesus as his Savior and not as an enemy. And also his acts showed that this repentance had happened in him. We also remember Martin Luther. As the kingdom of God was open to him, he proclaimed, or he said, that it was as if he had been born again, as if he had stepped through an open portal straight into paradise, and he was shown the other face of the Bible. We remember Lestadius, how he, after he had received repentance, he spoke of this lapish girl, Maria, who affected his heart so much that he felt heavenly joy, a part of this heavenly joy of when he was in the presence of Maria. And he said he will remember this poor girl, Maria, always as long as he lives. And he hopes to see her in that brightness after the grave. I have also experienced that, how God was able to open my blind eyes and I was able to see the salvation of God in his kingdom. I had a believing school friend. He did not speak of matters of faith straight, but something in his life spoke to me. Because I remember, I thought that he was somehow different because he did not join in doing everything that the other young people did. Think how this happened, which the apostle speaks of when he speaks of the children of God, that you are as mission books in this world. Think, dear youth, when you are in school and at your jobs, there is a significance that you lead a normal life of a believer. Even though you do not speak of matters of faith, you are read as a mission letter. And when God gave my friend words, he asked me to come to services. And when I was able to go there and sit at these services, then all the negative thoughts that I had had about the children of God, they got turned over completely. God opened my heart. And I could understand that speech which I heard was from the Bible. And it seemed just like an apostle had spoken. And I had thought that believers were very serious and they hardly smile and they were so strict that you have to be really careful when you're with them. Well, when the services ended, people smiled and they greeted each other. I thought, have I ever been in such a group where there is so much joy and freedom and peace which could be seen from the faces of the people? Then brothers and sisters came and asked me about matters of faith and about repentance, and I told them that I have searched, and they preached the gospel to me in Jesus' name and blood. Sins are forgiven. What did it feel like? At first, it didn't feel like anything, but then, that evening, I had a strong feeling that, like someone who was lost had at last found his way back home. God had opened my eyes to see the salvation of the Lord, which I was able to experience in my heart, so that in the beginning it seemed that what are those doubts and temptations that the other children of God speak of? But along the journey, these have also become familiar to me, and I have had to learn to believe through grace and hold on to this, that in these words where we are promised the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this, that God has able to open my conscience and open of my heart, that this is what I need to hold on to. And when I have kept hold of this, God has taken good care of me. And even this evening, you, brother and sister, who doubt and ask, does it pay to continue this journey? It does pay to yet continue. It pays to hold on to that Redeemer's hand whom you have found in God's kingdom. It pays to believe this evening, yet all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and continue the journey. And it's not only the opening up of faith, but also being preserved and protected in faith. This is also a miracle of God, which we have to wonder at this evening. Once at a confirmation camp, we did this one practice. It was about believing and endeavoring in belief, and about being each other's escorts. The big brothers and sisters at the camp were given this task. There was a rope that it was about a couple hundred meters long, and they had to bring it out into the woods. And the confirmation children were divided into pairs, and one was had their eyes blindfolded, and the other, and they had to take a hold of the other one by the hand, and the other one had to lead the one that was blindfolded along this route that they had marked off, and then also bring them back. And the idea was that this rope was the Lord Jesus Christ, and this hand was this hand of faith by which he was kept hold of. And because his eyes were blindfolded, it meant, it symbolized this, that we cannot with our natural eyes see the kingdom of God, but with eyes of faith and with the arm of faith, we can keep hold of it. And this escort was there because when one is a weak traveler, it is good to have an escort. Do you have an escort, dear brother and sister? And then when they started, the other end of the rope symbolized the kingdom of heaven. At first, there were stumps that were as if like they were in the way. And the escort says, hey, watch out. You have to lift up your foot here and there. He guided him that you can step there. And then there was another obstacle. And sometimes they fell down. And guess what the escort said, the companion? He said, get up and let's continue the journey. And this is what happens in the life of faith. An escort helps you when you have fallen into sin. He forgives you your sin and tells you to continue the journey. And then they put a backpack on their back and they put a stone in it. And well, one stone wasn't too bad, but when they put more stones in it, then they started feeling heavy. And they asked him, well, what should we do with this backpack? And it was easiest to just toss the backpack away. And this symbolized this confession, this right of confession that we have as children of God. It pays to put away those things that weigh our conscience in confession. And in this confession, we can hear that in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. And this gives strength to travel with a free mind. And this is not, we cannot always get the strength, even though we hear it from a general sermon. And then there were places where they had to shorten their steps when it was difficult. Or then there was a tempter that said, let go of the rope. It would be easier if you let go of the rope. Then what did the escort say? Don't believe it. That just hold on and we'll make it to the journey. And then there was one place where we kept services. And I said to one of the big brothers that you can keep services at this one point of this journey. And he said, well, I don't know how to speak. He says, yeah, you know how to speak. Speak of that which pertains to this journey. And he kept a good sermon, a short sermon. He said that the journey is not long anymore. I can already see the destination. Try to have the strength to journey for a little bit longer. Wasn't that a good sermon? Isn't that even the kind of sermon that it is today? Brothers and sisters, the journey is short. Have strength to endure for a little while. And find strength from the gospel and believe even now. All your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Then that journey ended. And there was a welcome arranged. We had something at the end, like something good, Coke and some cookies, or anyway, something that symbolized this, that once the journey would end, and those who were able to hold on to the rope, it would end joyfully. And it will once end joyfully. To you, young one, or you too older, to you, older one, you who has the strength until the end to keep a hold of that you want to believe. Your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And in this way, we remain even on this day, believing in these services and continuing our journey, no matter how it feels, and rejoicing in this, that God has given us a truly big gift when He has given us, or when He has opened our eyes to see our own portion that we ourselves cannot be before God with our own strength, but that here is our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose merit makes it possible for me to be saved, whether I be rich or poor. But nevertheless, I am a saved child of God. And you, brother or sister, who long to be part of this kingdom where God has all power, and we people as sinners and weak ones can rejoice and be part of this power and strength in this way that we are believing, and we believe the gospel, then encourage yourself to believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, and come along in this group who are going to our victory, this group that God leads to the eternal glory of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.